You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. At this time of year, I regularly get asked, when should I start my Primo program? I've added some additional complexities to it this year because I've been talking a lot about growth degree days. Primo Max has been used for a long time now, and I've seen a lot of different timings and applications rates. But what I've never seen is any long-term damage. So you can be very confident, even if the weather doesn't break in your favour, there is very little downside. So when you're thinking about your higher height cut areas, I would have no hesitation applying early. And our best practice is to wait until the onset of consistent growth before starting. But I've seen no reason not to start earlier than this. In these cooler periods at the beginning of the season, the longevity of Primo Max is longer than it is in the peak of the summer. Starting early will have no detrimental effects to the turf, and it will help avoid that flush of growth when the weather conditions do become suitable for growing. In these areas, I'd be quite confident starting at full rate, assuming you add a small amount of nitrogen to the tank to offset any slight yellowing you may get. Two or three kilograms a hectare would be sufficient to negate that yellowing. On shorter height of cut areas, though, I'm not so keen on starting early. Not because it's dangerous or there are any turf safety issues, but I am aware that it is a practice that many turf managers use on a regular basis. I suspect it comes down to the turf species you're managing and the environment you're in. In this situation, we would always recommend starting your program at half rate. After all, at this time of year, we're not really looking to a growth regulator to suppress growth, as consistent growth is something we're desperate to achieve in the spring. What we're looking to do is utilise all those other benefits of a growth regulator to improve the sward density, to improve rooting potential, to try and achieve more consistency of growth, rather than purely suppressing it. So one of the questions I've been asked this year, this spring, is, assuming I start at that half rate, should I still use 200 growth degree days as my model for the next timing? And it's a really good question. In my opinion, I would. I drew up a simple ready reckoner, which you can find in the blog, which shows how long it takes to hit 200 growth degree days in real life. Now, that's averaged out over 5 years. And in the graph, you can see the average. And you can see the variance as well. So you can see the cool years where it takes longer and the warm years where it's a lot quicker. So it's worth taking a look at the blog to have a look at that, because it's pretty difficult to explain in this format. But using that guide, you can see that applying around mid-March, so the time I'm recording this blog, on an average year down here in the South Coast, we would get around 25 days growth suppression out of Primo. Whereas in a cold year, that could stretch out to 80 days. And in a warm year, it could be as little as 18 days. So my suggestion would be to get started now. If you are on a surface where you're a little bit cagey and a little bit careful and it's not a strong growing area, then maybe delay it. Or you could really reduce that rate down. So reduce it down by half and go lower. Now, I would stick to the 200 growth degree day model on a 2 degree base temperature, because if it goes warm, you'll be applying it sooner than you think. If it stays cool, it will take a while before you need to apply it again. And that is the beauty of a growth degree day model. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.